A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Sports Saturday. Cougar Sports Saturday.
A presentation of KSL Sports.
Got it for three. Cougars by 20.
Every Saturday, all year long. BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans.
For Cougar fans.
It's Cougar Sports Saturday.
Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte. On your legacy home of BYU Sports. KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Keep your texts coming here on the UCCU KSL text line about your conference realignment takes. We'll get to those a little bit later in the program. Again, that text line is 575-00. Mitch Harper, Matt Biamonte with you today. KSL News Time, 1241 PM. We got to get out to the phone line and welcome in our first guest of the program. He's the newest member of the BYU football program. He's a quarterback, and whenever you talk quarterbacks at BYU football, that's a big deal. And he's joining us now to discuss why he picked the Cougars, and that's Cade Finnegan, Boise State transfer quarterback. So, Cade, welcome on in to Cougar Sports Saturday.
Hey, how are you? Hey. Glad to be on the show.
Yeah, happy to have you on board, Cade. And congrats, first off, on your decision to commit to BYU. For fans out there listening, they might be familiar. They probably are familiar with you because you stepped in that game against BYU last season for Boise State. Since then, how suddenly you become a BYU quarterback? How, take us through this.
Yeah, so it's it's a fun story actually, just because I did get to play against the Cougars last year, and it was I'm sure a fun game for Cougar Nation, but you know, on the other side of things, it's a little tough, right? It's always rough losing, but kind of went through the season after that, and we had a coaching change and everything. And, at the end of the day, I just felt I needed a fresh start, right? Somewhere else, kind of see what else is out there. And I decided to enter the transfer portal. And right as I entered, I got hit up by a few schools, and then BYU reaches out. And here I am thinking, wow, all right, it's kind of crazy. I played against them last year, and now they're recruiting me to come play for them. And for me, it was kind of a no-brainer, right? Like, my family grew up Cougar fans. My dad played there. I've been wearing Cougar jerseys since I was a kid. So it's kind of like a dream come true for me. So,
Cade, take us back.
Go
ahead. Sorry, Cade.
No, I was just going to say, I talked about it with my family, and we decided, that's kind of where I want to go. So I committed.
Take us back to your high school days. What was the recruitment like there? Did BYU play into it? And what ultimately led you to Boise State for that season?
Right. So it was a little crazy at a high school just because, I was getting recruited by a lot of schools. BYU was in the mix there for a little bit, but, then I decided to go on a mission. And pretty much every school that I was talking to dropped me. And BYU at the time was going through some coaching changes, so I kind of fell off their radar, and then I left on a mission, right? So, yeah. At the end of the day, I was focused on that. I wasn't really too worried about football at the time, but about 6 months or so before I came home, Boise State reached out and was like, hey, man, you've been on our board. We remember you from our camp a couple years ago. We hear you're coming back here in a little bit. Would you like to come play ball? And I was like, yeah, absolutely. Of course I want to play ball. So, they offered, and I committed, and a couple of days later, USC reached out and offered, and that was awesome. And, it was a big decision, but at the end of the day, I stuck it out with Boise State, and, the rest is history.
Yeah.
Talk with BYU commit Cade Finnegan here on Cougar Sports Saturday. And you mentioned that transfer portal experience, how BYU and a few other schools hit you up. What maybe was surprising about BYU contacting you?
You know, I think it was just because it was kind of late in the game, right? Obviously, I was past the July 1st cutoff. So if I entered the transfer portal, it meant I had to either go down a level to play or I was going to have to sit out this year. So it was surprising that, you know, BYU reached out and even a few other Division I schools reached out just, you know, because they knew I was going to have to sit out a year. So it was kind of one of those things that I just felt, you know, this is where I'm meant to be. It's a blessing. And I was grateful for them reaching out. And so it just, you know, it felt right. But it was surprising just because, you know, it's a little late in the game.
I got to say, Cade, the last time a quarterback that was either committed or played for Boise State was and then switched to BYU was Zach Wilson. So, I mean, I'm just saying, Cade, there's a precedent here. What's some of your goals that you want to accomplish when it comes to your football career and when you do ultimately get the chance to have a chance to play at BYU?
Right. Well, I mean, first and foremost, you know, I'm ready to just go compete, right? It's obviously a pretty solid quarterback room, right? There's a lot of talent in there, and I'm excited to get in and work with those guys. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm here to compete, right? And trying to earn an opportunity to play. And if I do get that opportunity, obviously I'd like to, you know, do well, win a bunch of games and, you know, succeed in my own personal goals as a quarterback, but, you know, for the team as well, whatever the team has in mind. So, but first and foremost, I'm just ready to go in and compete, right? I have a year to kind of learn the system, get under my belt, and then, you know, show what I can do.
As you told us, you got the tie-ins, the family tie-ins, but what specifically about BYU now appealed to you, maybe from a coaching perspective or from a style of play perspective as well?
I mean, obviously, you know, I got a really good seat last year in watching the game. And, you know, in other games too, in film that I've watched, just the kind of offense that they run and just like the amount of diversity they have and their ability to pass the ball. Obviously, Zach Wilson is an amazing quarterback, and he really showed kind of last year the talent that they have on offense and just their ability to really spread the ball around. And so I was excited about that. Obviously, and in talking to Coach Roderick on the phone when I ended the transfer portal, getting recruited and everything, you know, he just seems like a great guy and a really knowledgeable dude when it comes to the sport. So I'm excited to get to work with him and, you know, learn this offense and then, you know, be a Cougar ultimately. So
what's the timeline, Cade, for when you plan to arrive and roll, get kind of situated in Provo and be formally officially with the BYU program?
So I'm actually in the area right now. I'm living, or I guess staying with some friends in Bluffdale right now before I come. So I'm already here, but I just have to get a few things checked out in terms of like medical, whatever, you know, physicals and all that before I can start practicing with the team. But yeah, I'm here. I already applied. I was admitted to school, so it's all in motion. I'm ready to roll.
For BYU fans that maybe don't know you beyond just that, you know, glimpse of the BYU Boise State game last year, how would you describe your style of play? Maybe who are some inspirations at the quarterback position for you?
Ooh, good question. You know, I think something I do well is my escapability. You know, I was always kind of undersized in high school and even in college. You know, I'm not the biggest quarterback out there, so I kind of got to, you know, adapt to survive, right? And so I've really gotten good at being able to move, be quicker than the guys coming at me, right? Be able to run away from them. So I think that's something I pride myself in terms of my game, being able to move, make things happen outside the pocket. But then also my accuracy. I've always worked on that just, you know, from the sense I don't have the strongest arm out there, right? Like I said, I'm not the biggest guy, so there's not a ton of power. I can obviously, you know, launch a deep ball if I need to, but my accuracy is really where I feel like I do best. So, yeah, it's what I hope to bring to the table and ultimately, you know, hopefully help me win the job eventually.
Okay, last thing before we let you go. What is it about Aaron Roderick, from your conversations with him, that you feel maybe makes him a good quarterback coach? He's the offensive coordinator, the guy that leads it all for BYU. Mm-hmm. But he even says, you know, like, he wasn't, didn't play the quarterback position, yet he's had an ability to develop quality quarterbacks at his time at BYU. What do you think makes Aaron Roderick successful from just your interactions with him?
He's straight up with the guys, right? Like in talking to him, you know, he's straight up with me about what he sees in my game, what he thinks I can do, how I can help, but also kind of what they're dealing with in the quarterback situation. I think especially at the quarterback situation or in the quarterback position, you need a coach that's going to be honest with you, right? That's going to be straight up and tell you how it is and work with you on that. You know, he's not going to throw you under the bus. He's not going to leave you out to dry or kind of feed your ego or whatever. He's going to be straight with you. In talking with him, he told me things about my game, you know, saw, but other things that I was like, oh, that's a good point. I agree with that. And so I really think he's just good at analyzing the game and then being straight up with you about it, you know, telling you what needs to be done and how to do that, right? So, and I'm excited to work with him.
Was he straight up with you about who's going to be the starter on week one against Arizona?
He was not, no.
I'm just kidding. Kay,
unfortunately, I did not have that information.
Hey, we appreciate you spending some time with us. Again, congrats on getting admitted to BYU. It's a tough school to get into, so anyone that can get admitted into BYU, congrats on that. And good luck in your football career. We'll see you at fall camp August 5th.
Yes, sir. I'll be there.
All right. Well, we'll continue to watch your career and excited for you in your time at BYU again. That's Cade Finnegan here on Cougar Sports Saturday. Appreciate you, Cade. We got to take a break, though. On the other side, we'll talk more about this BYU quarterback room in 2021 and beyond. It's Cougar Sports Saturday, powered by KSLSports.com.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.